I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's Friday, December 27th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things we didn't want to miss today. Insight from Microsoft's shareholder meeting, robotic exoskeletons reveal an unlikely business model, and 5G predictions from Forrester. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft often calls the expanding number of devices the intelligent edge, and CEO Satya Nadella said Microsoft has designed its Azure cloud computing business around the idea that the cloud will work in tandem with devices at the edge. This from their recent shareholders meeting. From day one, when we built out Azure, we had an architectural principle that we would build out a distributed computing fabric that includes the cloud and the edge, Nadella said. Company spending globally on edge computing is expected to rise to $146 billion by 2028 from around $10 billion in 2019, according to the Tolga Research's State of the Edge 2020 report. So why do we care? Microsoft remains a key partner for a lot of service providers, and this insight into their strategy is important. Edge computing may not be the sexy buzzword right now, but it clearly fits into Microsoft's plans. Just because it isn't buzzy doesn't mean it's not central. And for this news you may have missed episode, let's talk robotic exoskeletons. There are two types of exoskeletons: passive, which don't have motors or actuators, and powered, which do. Passive exoskeletons can help support the wearer's body and redistribute weight and physical stress, while powered exoskeletons are typically used to amp up a worker's physical strength, thus allowing them to move or carry heavier weights. Both are starting to spread in industries that require workers to do repetitive, hard physical labor. ZDNet has a long article linked in the show notes. Now, why do we care about these? This is an innovation area in automation that is about enhancing workers rather than directly displacing them with robots. These kinds of advances could enhance productivity, which does open up the possibility for impact to headcount, however. There are lots of industries that could be impacted, particularly industrial applications and military ones. What jumped out at me from this article was this particular passage. Quote, Wittenden expects that new business models will develop, moving businesses' spending on exoskeletons from CapEx to OpEx. What I think these companies are trying to do is shift the market towards service-based business models. They're building common IoT platforms, whereby people don't buy these suits up front, but rather they get leased. And then the data that is aggregated from all the sensors on body position, work, and movement can be transferred to viable data analytics solutions, which provide longer added value over time, he said. End quote. My initial thought would have been about purchasing these devices via capital expenditure, but it seems the thinking is they'll be consumed as a service. Seems everything can be a service. Here's another example. Forrester Research released a report entitled A Timeline for Your 5G Strategy, which focuses on CIOs and infrastructure professionals evaluating and preparing for 5G. From a recent blog, they highlight three major items. 5G capabilities will be released over the next 3 years. The first set of specifications was released in 2018, and two more groups of 5G specifications will be released over the next 3 years. Forrester says it's too early to deploy 5G for most use cases. Finally, they recommend timing the product and service portfolio to be synchronized with 5G standard releases. Non-standalone 5G built on top of existing 4G LTE networks is now standardized, with the standalone second phase in June 2020. So why do we care? 2020 will be the year of 5G, but it isn't going to hit right away. These predictions make sense, as it isn't being deployed widely enough and fast enough. However, the impact may start being felt early next year. You don't have to worry yet, but it's time to start tracking the progress. Episode 39 of Killing It Podcast is now out. Three topics this week: Ring, their cameras and security, and larger issues around that, trust in software-defined networking, and changing the subject with digital assistants, how it might save Christmas. Three hosts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Hope you enjoyed this Stories You Might Have Missed episode. We'll be back to the regular daily news grind on Monday. Have a great weekend.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cause support may be available.